tonight's player of the game is a little bit unusual. I think everybody thought that, you know, Shane Foster hitting the big three, but Keegan Bell, 12 points, 8 assists, knocking down three-pointers. You came in there and you didn't act like you were scared at all.
Well, I didn't. It was just a great atmosphere, and then our guys, we kind of came out a little sluggish, but the guys, we did have confidence, so it was kind of easy to come in and just play the role, I guess.
The starters came back in, and then all of a sudden they pick up the slack from where you guys left off.
Definitely did. I think that we helped spark them. They saw how hard we were going, and they were on the bench just cheering us away, and when they came back in, they knew it was time to step up, and they did so. They did a great job.
You guys came down one time, I think it was Andre Walker, and all of a sudden a little between the legs bounce pass over to Andre. And I told Joe that if that ball would have gone over by Kevin Stallings, that there may have been something to happen.
If that ball would have gone by Coach Stallings, I probably wouldn't play the rest of the year. But I don't know. It's just one of those things that just kind of slipped out of me, and I did it. And I guess I'm just representing for Steve Nash. So
there you go. Well, all I got to say is this, and the Vanderbilt fans have to know this. We were invited to the team snack last night, and Keegan Bell came back with the biggest bowl of ice cream I think I've ever seen in my entire life. I mean, it had strawberries, chocolate. I don't see how you keep this slim.
Well, I guess I'm gonna have to do that every game now. You know, that's the pregame ritual. But it was just, I got a sweet tooth, man. It was looking good, and I just couldn't hold back. So
congratulations.